Welcome. New Waves of Light presents Soul Awakening and the New Earth Podcast, where we discuss the nature of the soul and the evolutionary shift taking place inside human consciousness, the catalyst for the planetary shift that is birthing a new Earth. I am your host, Sarah Catherine. In the last two podcasts, we've discussed what is the soul, what are its qualities, and then how to recognize the soul in oneself and others. In today's podcast, we'll be focusing our discussion on the distinctions between spirit, soul, and personality, and the question of immortality of the soul with D&M. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for both being here. Dee, it's said that the composition of man is made up of spirit, soul, and personality. Given this, how can we differentiate between them?
We recognize that we are more than just our physical bodies. Most of us do. Depending on what level they're aware of this, they can distinguish within their actions when they observe. They may not be able to call it by the spirit, you know, the body, the soul and the body, but they definitely know that there's a different energy that is propelling or controlling different aspects of themselves. Many people today are able to separate their physical self from their spiritual self. And they can recognize that there is some other force that is moving them or propelling them through life. When they recognize or when they observe that part of them working, they can distinguish most of the time if they're, you know, at a level of consciousness that they're asking questions of themselves and recognizing that they're asking questions of themselves, you know, they can kind of put it together that there's a part of me that just moves and works and speaks. There's a part of me that loves and gives love and wants to receive love. And then there's a part of me that is unidentifiable on a physical level. And it seems to connect me to a higher aspect of living.
Thank you. And what is your personal experience? Like what would you say happens for yourself when you say you can ask questions of yourself? What are those type of questions that you might ask of yourself to differentiate maybe between the soul and personality?
Well, my personality is such that I do a lot of investigation. You know, I'm more mentally, you know, inclined. So I think a lot and, you know, I investigate and I read. But comes a time when there's a question that has to be asked that I can't gain information from you know, a book or investigations through a reading. There's a question that is deep within that may have something to do with my being, my purpose. And I'll ask questions acknowledging that there is another level to which I am directing this question to. So my intent is to touch a higher realm, which I believe exists. And when I need answers that don't pertain to the life of today. It pertains to a deeper part of myself. That's where I go to get answers. And I know that that's coming from a different part of myself, but yet still is a part of myself.
Tapping into that inner wisdom.
Right.
And when you ask the question to your inner wisdom, do you always receive an answer, and do you feel that is coming from the soul?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I do. This has been a part of my life for so long. At first it was tentative, you know, asking a question and trying to formulate a question that I can perceive I have received an answer to just as if it's a conversation, you know. So if I ask for something, whether it be understanding, usually it's one of those intangible things like understanding, you know, knowledge, wisdom, guidance. So I ask the question to that part of myself, my higher self, my spiritual self, and within, I'm telling you, within 2 to 3 minutes, I have gotten an answer. It is so amazing. And especially when I call on this energy for emotional stability, because in the world that we're living in today, you know, it's kind of hard to stay balanced, and sometimes we succeed, but when we don't, I call out to that aspect to let me feel your joy. Mm-hmm. And that's almost immediate, you know, within a minute. I'm feeling joyful, but the situation has not changed, you know, tangibly.
I love that you brought up the emotional experience of life. I've thought about that myself. And do you feel that that's part maybe distinct from the soul, maybe something coming from the personality? Are kind of our emotional reactions to life more personality driven?
Yes, I believe exactly what you're saying is true. Because usually when my emotional self is out of balance, I'm focusing on something that either it was a thought that conjured up a memory, it was a memory that conjured up, you know, negative emotions or unpleasant emotions. Mm-hmm. And, or sometimes usually it's always either a thought inside, or I'm focusing something outside of myself, like, you know, the current events of the day. Mm-hmm. They are unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of loss, and there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of discomfort, you know, mentally and physically. And so, yeah, I mean, it happens to all of us. And then just the pervasive energy that is existing in our outer world, you sometimes can get hung up or caught up in it, and it can put tug on your emotions, make you sad, you know, disappointed, extremely confused. Mm-hmm. And so, when I need to get that part of myself balanced, I call out to that other part of myself to balance me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Em, what are your thoughts on this? What do you find the distinctions between, for yourself in your own life, between spirit, soul, and personality?
I think in a kind of a framework that I hope will help people to understand spirit, soul, personality, I look at as three aspects of the divine. So in Genesis, we read, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai, right? El, the word for God. So in this sense, the shorthand answer for what these three are, spirit is El, soul is El, and personality is El. So from the lowest to the highest, that would be personality is light, soul is love, and spirit is livingness. No, so light is personality, love is soul, and livingness is spirit. If you look at it the other way, from top downward, life or livingness is at the apex of a triangle. Love is the middle principle, the mediator. It's related to the soul, and the soul is between spirit and matter. And the persona is really the matrix in the outer world that's built over time through many lifetimes to become expressive of these two higher energies, expressive of love in service to others. That's the soul, and expresses of that which is even higher, the livingness of spirit. So I look at it in this simple way, just to say El Shaddai.
Mm, beautiful. I've never heard it expressed that way. I had the personality in a different context, I think, in my head.
There's different ways of looking at it, but in this sense, the personality only exists to be perfected over time. You have basically, you're talking about the emotions. The emotions is a part of the personality, just like there's the actions you do in the world, that's the physical body, and then there's the feelings and sentient nature, that's the sensitive part of you, that's the emotions. It can be a positive or negative. And then there's a concrete mind that controls these three. But we don't usually come in fully integrated and whole into a lifetime. We have past patterns where we've overreacted a lot emotionally. We've done things, we've done actions that have brought us off course. We've thought a lot of thoughts that have built up thought forms that are getting in the way of the light. Mm-hmm. That is what we usually think of as the personality, but that's really just the parts of the personality before they get together. Mm-hmm. So on the spiritual path, there's a process through meditation, through study of principles in your religious background or your spiritual orientation. You can over time bring these three parts of the lower self, which is the persona, which really acts as a mask. In Greek, persona means mask. It's a mask of these inner energies of love or soul, and it's a mask of the higher principle of life or livingness or spirit, until there's a crisis lifetime where you say, well, I've been working on my lower self. I'm getting my actions and my feelings and my thoughts, all three aspects of the lower nature, going in the same direction. It's about time that I stop living for my separative self, stop living for my persona, stop living for my mask. And you have a crisis lifetime where you literally have to say, oh my God, there's something bigger than myself. So you go through this crisis and you emerge on the other side saying, okay, I give up. I give up. I give all the things that I've developed over to the greater good. And at that point, in whatever way it takes form in your life, you're saying, oh, I recognize I've been incarnating all along so that the outer instrument, the threefold instrument, can be an instrument of light. Mm-hmm. It can become light. It can become the light of the world. And I have examples like Christ or the Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, whatever, of people that have all gone through the same kind of experiences. They've all acted out of accord with their soul. They've all reacted emotionally out of accord and out of alignment. And they've all built up thought forms about what it's all about that are really in the way of the light. Mm. But eventually you have to give it all over and say, I want to be aligned, coordinated, and dedicated, consecrated to why I came here in the first place, which is for the instrument, the mask, to be transformed into a vessel, so to speak, a channel for light. So light of life and light of soul, consciousness, love, wisdom.
Beautiful. Yes, I feel that the personality is like a vehicle for the soul to shine through. So I love that you said an instrument. I've always thought of it like a vehicle. So
that summarizes everything I was trying to say.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. So would you say, that the soul continues to live after the physical body dies? It sounds like, is it the soul that lives after, or how do you make sense of that?
As I understand it, the soul lives on. It's the body that passes away, and literally the personality, even if it's an integrated, fully developed personality, it isn't going to continue except to be brought back as an instrument when full achievement on the path occurs. So in other words, the instrument is mind, emotions, and physical matter. The part that lives on is consciousness, and that is the soul. Mm-hmm. And beyond that is spirit, and that is being. So in the ageless wisdom teachings that I've heard, being, consciousness, and matter. So we're really leaving matter behind ultimately, but we have to learn to use matter and form it, kind of build it into a worthwhile conduit for the light before we can get out of here. And the Buddha, who taught us detachment, dispassion, and discrimination. And that's a whole thing in itself. But all three Ds get you free from matter so that you can bring through the lights that we're talking about and become the light.
Beautiful. And D, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think the soul continues after it leaves the body? And what is that experience in your understanding?
Based on how I understand it, in the soul is what gives animation or what gives life. It is life. It is love. It is the essence of what the human being will reflect in the future. Some are expressing it and waking up to it. Now they understand that the soul is the animating force or the life-giving force of all of everything. So it never, you can't identify its beginning and you can't identify its ending because it doesn't end. It just is. It is its beingness. And so for me, yeah, it's an eternal thing. It's the source of all life. So
interesting. I think for myself, I've always thought the spirit was that kind of no beginning, no end, eternal. And then from the spirit, the soul starts to create maybe a distinction between spirit, some unique aspect of spirit is born, and it will live eternally and incarnate into multiple different bodies and personalities until this integration, as M has shared, occurs, until that sort of integration of soul into matter has fully taken root. So we have the light and the love and the spirit shining in through the being. That's always been the way I've seen it too. So I think we're kind of saying a very similar thing, all three of us.
I guess, yeah, but just expressing it in different ways that are familiar to us, how our expression. So yeah, it's to me it's the connector. Mm-hmm. So, and not just for one level, for every level that we attain. Being able to purify the body and bring in more light, it raises our vibration and allows us to touch, experience different realms, you know, different frequencies, different energies. And there is no beginning to it and there is no end to it, in my opinion.
Yes. So, does this mean the soul is immortal?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. That's such good news. We're immortal.
Yeah, I think the soul is immortal. I once saw something that basically said that the soul is kind of as beautifully said, it was connector. It's a connector. The soul is a connector between the boundless eternal spirit and the recurring experience of the personality in the outer world. And in between is this layer of unfolding, evolving consciousness, and captured in the scriptures like, I am that, I am that I am. And you could even say that the lighted persona who's finally integrated and in touch with the two inner lights can say, I am. But ultimately must acknowledge, I am that. I am the consciousness that ensouls me. I am the love wisdom that fills me up and pours through me and radiates outward to others. And ultimately, I am that I am. I am the whole enchilada. And I'm spirit, soul, and matter, fully expressive of divinity, wherever I find myself. Now, only ones that can say that are the avatars of light and love and wisdom and the great masters of wisdom we hear about.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yes, the lower you go, the more individually identified you are. And the higher you go, the more unity consciousness is revealed, like layers of how much we're truly connected to all of life.
Beautifully said.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both for sharing your experience and understanding. It's been a enlightening conversation, and it's a significant topic for us all to contemplate. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. It was really wonderful to be here. Thank you.